Hi folks, I'm Mark Fallows and this is the Impossible Network podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe on iTunes or your favourite podcast player. And please leave a rating and a review because it helps more people find us. If you want to find out more of what we get up to or suggest who we interview next, follow us on Instagram at The Impossible Network or visit theimpossiblenetwork.com. Okay, let's get started. Having heard the diverse stories from our Season 1 guests, I've reflected on curiosity, mental health and serendipity. However, in this final reflection, I want to focus on something that weaves through all three previous reflections: time, its value, its scarcity and its power. We recently interviewed Carmen D'Alessio, impresario of Studio 54 and one of our first guests in Season 2. In the interview, she references a great quote on time: "The past is history, the future is a mystery, today is a gift, and that's why we call it the present." The concept that time is a precious gift was possibly best expressed by 17th century preacher Jonathan Edwards as he laid out his reasons why. Time is precious in proportion to its importance and to the degree it affects our welfare. Time is short and limited, and we have no insight into its continuance or how long we have. And when it's passed, it cannot be recovered. Although serendipity has impacted the different journeys of all our guests, it's their value of time and the patterns that emerge around how they've used their time that define them. Psychologist Philip Zimbardo, in his 2009 TED Talk, set out the optimal perspective on time, called the optimal temporal mix, that combines a positive view of the past with a life goal-oriented view of the future with a joyful view of the present. But critically, it's mental flexibility to shift between perspectives that actually leads to success. I witnessed this with our guests Ryder Carroll, with his focus intentionality of his bullet journal method, and Andrew Santella during his interview on procrastination, and with Chantel Martin through her enlightened and powerful insights into what being human actually is on her journey through time. So if there's one thing I'd urge all listeners to take away from Season 1, is to avoid squandering, undervaluing or giving away our gift of time. As the preacher said, once that moment has passed, it's never coming back. Every moment matters. All of us, regardless of age, education or experience, have the innate and bountiful supply of creativity and imagination. In every moment, with intentionality, we have the opportunity to mine it, to nurture it and apply it, to craft the futures we desire. Whatever age you are, think about the aggregated moments of time you have left on this blue planet we call Earth. Our time is precious. We can't earn more. We can't buy more. We can certainly save it, avoid wasting it, but day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, we're spending it. Reflecting on the impact of our guests, it's made me question my own application of time. The past is the past, but it's made me more focused on becoming more intentional with how I spend time in the future. It's why I'm so concerned with how our time is increasingly controlled by technology that commands our attention in a manner that not only dilutes our intentionality, but threatens to destroy our identities and societies. Whether we value it or not, our time has immense value to what the Centre for Humane Technology call the extractive attention economy, which mines our time and attention through well-designed mechanisms of mass distraction. To a greater or lesser degree, as we surrender our time without heed to the digital attention apps, we struggle to separate fact from fiction, fall victim to political manipulation and ideological polarisation, and increasingly suffer from social superficiality of shallow media that impacts our mental health, of ourselves and our children. Instead of being distracted by the superficial, commercial and transient content that bombards us, it's time for us to re-evaluate the preciousness of moments and the power we have to craft the futures we desire. Writer and designer Nir Eyal considers the opposite of distraction to be traction and not attention. The traction we have when we focus our time and attention on constructive actions. So to gain more traction, we need to reclaim our time and our minds, turn off those notifications, delete some apps, leave home without your phone. I, for one, am starting to question, challenge and confront the reality of my virtual side of life. As I strive to be more social, with others in person and not apps, to seek and engage with people of different perspectives, of different cultures and different ideas. Look up and look around and look into the eyes of who I'm present with. Listen and learn, not from the propaganda that has become my newsfeed, but from books and universal wisdom passed down through the centuries. Finally, I feel this is the time to apply more curiosity, embrace serendipity, and become more mentally agile, I think this will be time well spent. See you next week for start of season 2. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you listen to subscribe and rate. And if you like the show, please give us a 5-star rating, as it helps more people discover us. If you want to learn more or have someone you'd like us to interview, just visit us at theimpossiblenetwork.com or DM us on Instagram at @theimpossiblenetwork. For now, be curious, be creative, and be open to serendipity. See you next time.